In the early morning hours of Saturday, August 10th, someone fired 30 rounds into a Missouri Avenue mobile home, killing Jasmine Shelton and fatally wounding Megan Simmons. According to the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office, there were probably two shooters, maybe more. But at this point, detectives say it's mostly conjecture since they've run out of leads in the case. Like the police, Jasmine's grandmother, Brenda Starling, says she's sure there are people who know something they're not telling. During a news conference at JSO headquarters, Starling appealed to them to do the right thing.
These children did not deserve to die this way. They deserve life. They had so much ahead of them. Please, please come forward. Please, if anybody knows anything, please come forward and tell. Please, for the children.
The Jacksonville Justice Coalition, Crime Stoppers, and the city's gun bounty program are offering a combined $10,000 reward for information about the crime. Sid Hoskinson, WJCT News.